Unsere Empfehlung für deinen Podcast? Frisches Obst und knackiges Gemüse von Aldi. Immer günstig und natürlich mit dem Aldi-Tiefpreisversprechen. Zum Beispiel knackiges Gemüse, saftiges Obst, frische Backwaren. Kurz gesagt, mehr Frische für alle. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Angebote zum Tiefpreis in deiner Aldi-Nord-Filiale. Und weiter geht's. Einfach lauschen und genießen. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
So, that's not the beginning.
It should be.
It might be. Let me just pull up. I got notes here. I fucking came prepared for your ass.
Oh, man.
So, welcome, everybody, to the H3 podcast. This is actually our first podcast in the studio, but it's not the first episode.
I was going to ask.
It's a little strange how we're doing it.
All right. At first, I was like, am I the first guest ever?
In the set. Which is pretty special. You
pretty much are the first guest.
You broke the cherry on that purple couch, dude.
When I saw the picture that you posted on Twitter this morning of this and how new it was, I was like, a lot of responsibility. I can't mess this up. They can't have a bad first ep in the set.
So you're not the first ep, so the pressure's off. But you are the first.
Who have you interviewed so far?
So Felix, a.k.a. PewDiePie, maybe you've heard of him.
I thought it was
Swedish. He plays Happy Wheels on YouTube. That's what he's known for.
Happy Meals.
He was our first guest. He was here in LA shooting Scare PewDiePie.
Right.
And so we had to like squeeze him in before he left. So we went to his apartment and shot him really, really quite ghetto-ly.
Also, do you guys want to remove the labels on your water bottles? Or are you sponsored by Mountain Spring Trader Joe's?
Smart. I took it out of the shot entirely. But you know what? Fucking Trader Joe's natural spring water. You have to fucking pay to get in the show.
Yeah.
Ah!
Got him.
Now, when people censor the brands, that's not because you can't show brands. It's because they want to get paid. Okay, this is fucking. You're the worst first guest ever. Michael's just spitting on our microphone, ruining our equipment.
People will love that. People will be memeing that.
Yeah, you're gonna be. Yeah, no. People will never forget that moment. What's the deal? You can show brands in videos.
I think
they just want to get paid. That's why they remove it.
I think that's what
I mean, also, you might have competing brands. You know, Dasani comes along and they say, we want to put ads up on your stuff. What? You got Trader Joe's water on set?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Don't you know we have beef with Trader Joe's?
Or you just said the F word. Trader Joe's might say, we cannot be going into that kind of a mouth. We don't want our labels on that show.
So you're saying Trader Joe's could maybe sue us because I said fuck next to Trader Joe's? That doesn't seem right. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know if they would sue, but they might send you a letter that's like, hey,
we don't appreciate
you. We don't appreciate this. Our lawyers are ready to take action unless you stop associating our clean, family-friendly water with your dirty...
your dirty Jew mouth.
Probably wouldn't say that.
That's what they were going to say. You know what, Trader Joe's? Come at me, dog. Fuck your water and fuck your brand, okay? They make so many shitty products at Trader Joe's. Like, pretty much, I like Trader Joe's, but they make a lot of garbage
there.
And let's be frank about that. I think we've all been wanting to get that off our chest for a while now.
I think...
Right?
I think they make a lot of literal garbage, just like everyone in the grocery industry and all of us in our own homes. A lot of waste
being
produced.
Nice twist. You're trying to get off the hook for being liable against fucking slamming Trader Joe's.
It's also kind of a pun. Like, you mean garbage as in bad quality.
Yeah.
I mean garbage as in refuse that goes to landfills.
Yeah. No, yeah. That is true. What are we going to do about that? Well, first of all, I'm concerned about, like, their bean dip. Like, they put a ton of sugar in their bean dip, and I'm going trying to get a good bean dip, and it tastes like garbage. But you're more concerned about when I have one bite of the bean dip, throw it out, and then what happens to it afterwards.
I think I'm concerned. I think other people are more concerned than me, and I'm glad for that.
Yeah. What do you think? You think that's a problem? All the plastic and waste? I mean, are we going towards – I'm always wondering, like, we as humans and as a society, are we naturally going towards the solution, or are we going more into the problem?
That's a really good question. We're going to start right off with deep questions about the progress of history.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, and I might feel differently tomorrow or when I'm older. I felt differently when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're moving in a direction of progress, of things being better. I think natural selection is still working on us. I think that we are just doing whatever it takes for us to keep reproducing. And the same goes for ideas. The same goes for philosophies and isms. Sometimes I can't decide if particular strategies are like actual concepts that our smart brains came up with, or if it's just us behaving in ways that animals do. But since we have this concept of the future and the deep future, we can think, oh, no, it's not just territorialism, it's nationalism.
Right.
Or it's not just instinct, it's like a thought-out philosophy.
We have a clever way of explaining our stupid behavior as, like, we're humans and we have nations. We're not just, like, gorillas who like this fucking, these two space between these two
but what,
trees.
Yeah, but what's the difference?
Yeah, there's not much of a difference. Nobody wants war. Nobody, everybody agrees that there's certain like rights that people should have, but it's like, so why the sense of a border almost becomes like, it's obvious to everyone that borders are kind of a weird thing, right? On one hand, but at the other hand, it's like, fuck Mexico.
Borders are weird from one perspective, but they're also, I just think at this moment, they're what has worked. There's, mm-hmm. they have in many ways, they're the reason our species is still thriving here on this planet. And I only say that because we are still thriving on this planet.
Yeah, we're
and
doing pretty good.
We didn't have borders forever. Look at, I don't really know how borders worked for, well, say, the Native Americans. I know
they
that
probably had territory.
Such things existed, yeah.
I was going to say, I may not be here.
Without
the border.
Well, you know
control.
What Robert Foss says? Good neighbors or good walls make good neighbors.
Good fences make good neighbors.
Don't come on my own show and correct
what
my
is a,
misquotes.
What is a fence
Robert
but
Frost?
A wall? A wall that's kind of less committed to.
Yeah, a fence. You can peek over the top.
You can
so.
See through this. You can like, just call it a fence. Yeah. I think, 10 years in the future, we might have a space elevator. And we just take
I
all
love
that
the
stuff.
Space elevator thing.
And we just slingshot it into the
Isn't
sun.
Isn't that the best use for space? Like, everybody, like, I hear people saying, like, what's the big deal with space exploration? What's so valuable about space? Let's launch our garbage straight up into space. Who the fuck's going to complain about that?
Right, especially if it went into the sun. If it went into space, it could pose
it could
a problem for future spacecraft. But into the sun, that thing is
straight
just going to
destroy the sun.
It. Yeah. And if anything, well, we might be slowing down the sun's life by doing that, mm-hmm. by adding
what,
to its
just
mass.
Just add a couple of plastic bags to it?
Well, not a couple plastic bags. Actually, you could probably calculate what would happen if the sun weighed two plastic bags more.
Let's crunch some numbers on that.
Imagine that over a billion years we've been doing this.
Yeah, if we're still around in a million years, if we are not in like Alpha Centauri by then fuck it anyway.
Right. And that's what I'm thinking about when I talk about progress. I'm talking about the long history.
Do you see humans going to Alpha Centauri? Do you see us becoming like, what did they say? What is Carl Sagan? Or what's the classification of like an intergalactic species that settles like not just more planets, but more galaxies? Some Mass Effect level shit. Do you see humans?
I know that
there?
There's a scale that measures a civilization by where it gets its energy. Are you getting this from your planet?
Right. That's,
from
again,
what
that's,
percentage of your sun's energy? What percentage of the galaxy's energy?
Yeah. So this, if you guys don't know about this, I think it's like a scale 0 means that you don't get your energy from the sun. A scale 1 means you get all of your energy from the sun. A scale 2.
We'll have to look it up.
A scale 2 is someone who like harnesses many sun's powers, or something like that. And then a scale 3 is one that like galaxies,
the whole galaxy. So.
What do you do with that much power?
Well, exactly. We don't even know. We can't even conceive of why you would need that much, but.
That's a lot of power.
I think that the key is going to be whether or not it's possible to travel faster than light.
Yeah.
Even virtually, like even by changing space.
You can like dupe space. You can it's like a
right.
space hack.
So locally you're not breaking the speed of light,
yeah.
but you are shrinking space in front of you and expanding it behind.
Space hacks.
Space hacks.
101 yeah. cool space hacks that will launch you into the next galaxy.
If we could do that, then sure, you can get to other stars in a matter of minutes.
Because, if you look at a show like Star Trek, what they're doing, they don't really get in too deep into it, I guess. They're just like, oh, we're traveling 3 times the speed of light. That doesn't even make sense, almost. How can you go speed of light times 3? That doesn't make sense, does it? Maybe in Star Trek it does. Maybe we're not there yet. They're way above us.
Three times the speed of light still isn't really fast enough to do much. Light is slow.
That's the whole thing that people don't get about Star Trek is it's relative. If you're traveling the speed of light, you can, like, do a lap around the galaxy in, like, you know, like, a month relative to our time. Doesn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, time, when you're traveling at the speed of light, time compresses.
At the speed of light, it's compressed to nothing.
Yeah.
No time passes.
So you can almost, so if you're traveling at the speed of light, everybody's dead by the time you get to Alpha Centauri. It's a, you, we got to bend time. We can't go the speed of light. We need to create wormholes.
Wormholes would be great. You could just jump through it and come out somewhere else. But the time aspect gets weird because here's a question. What's happening now in the Andromeda Galaxy?
Yeah. It's like probably some fucking alien is throwing out some bean dip from Trader Joe's because their products are garbage.
But how would we know? Because it's 2 million light years away.
Yeah.
We'll find out what's happening now, 2 million years from now, but not even.
Well,
that's not even how it works.
I don't know if you read Ender's Game, but that was one of the big things about the book, is that they invented a way to communicate across many light years by, I guess, something like, was it called particle entanglement or some shit like that? Which is a really cool, spooky thing they just discovered, where you can have like two atoms that get joined. And if no matter how far they are away from each other, if you affect one,
the same thing.
Yeah, if you affect one, it affects the other one the same way.
Instantaneously.
That is some spooky shit right
there.
Some
spooky action at a distance.
So in a way, we already almost have a solution for communicating with people who hate Trader Joe's and Andromeda's
galaxy.
Well,
we have a lead, not a solution yet.
A lead. I mean, Trader Joe's, I'm so disappointed in a lot of their products. So I bring it home. It's sugary sugar. And it's like, God, I just wasted $2 on this bean dip.
Where do you guys shop for your groceries?
We do shop at Trader Joe's.
Yeah, I go there a lot. Big fan of their big fan of Trader Joe's. I go there all the time.
I honestly don't go to Trader Joe's very often because none are near me.
Oh, really? I thought they had infiltrated.
It's actually a great place.
Yeah, it's a good place. Fuck them. I fucking hate them.
I like the corn chips at Vaughn's.
You're a simple man, aren't you?
And I was paid to say that. Vaughn's, great values for the whole family.
Trader Joe's, sorry about that. It's a love-hate thing with Trader Joe's. It's a love-hate. So I got some questions for you. Your boy Vsauce here, we rushed him into the studio because he's going on tour. When are you leaving?
Well, I leave tomorrow to go to my sister's graduation.
Oh.
The tour is in February.
Oh, it's in February. Oh, okay.
21st of February is our first show in Fayetteville, North Carolina. I just literally got back late last night from San Francisco working on the show.
Mm.
We filmed a trailer for the show.
Cool.
We filmed a couple of commercials that'll be on Discovery during the Mythbusters marathon.
Oh, awesome.
And for those of you who don't know why Mythbusters, it's because the show is literally me and Adam Savage.
Adam Savage and your boy Vsauce here are going on tour together. It's called Brain Candy.
Brain Candy.
And bring the whole family.
Yeah, it's good for the whole family. And it's been a trip.
It's really exciting, man. How did you meet him? How did you set that up?
I heard that he was looking for a partner for a show.
Have you heard of Epicac? No, I'm kidding. We're going to fuck you up, dude.
That makes you puke, right?
Yeah. By the way, Ela has never puked in her life. Never.
And today that's going to change.
Well, I'd like to feed her some Epicac and see what happens.
Why does that make you puke? Because if it's because it needs to come out and like for some reason you literally can't vomit, you could die.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it's so concerning to me that
I never puke. And I've been really drunk where like I would black out and stuff, and then I wouldn't puke.
Are you curious to know what it's like to reverse eat?
I have a fucking little
what is that bucket
don't be
for?
Intimidated by this. I think it's a little over the
top.
I don't
top. Even know what
oh
it's
I know
for.
What it's for, but don't worry. That one thing at
I'm
a time.
I'm not worried.
Yeah, okay.
I still feel in control.
Just wait. Now, every time we hang out, one topic inexplicably always comes up. Every time we hung out, there's one thing we always talk about. Do you know what it is?
Wings.
It's fucking buffalo wings. Michael, are you a buffalo wing connoisseur? I feel like you are kind of
You are to us.
You are the wing guy.
I wouldn't say I'm a connoisseur. I would say that I'm an appreciator, a historian, and an academic in the wing world.
One time I was speaking with Michael in Twitter DMs about, he was inviting me over to Thanksgiving. He was saying there were going to be wings there to entice me, which was enticing. Unfortunately, we had other plans, and I do apologize for that. But you did say to me, and I quote, "Wings are my canvas, sauce is my paint, my intestines are the art gallery." And I was like, this is a fucking wing guy. And I'll tell you what, today we have something special planned. I want to paint your intestines up with some wings. I thought it would be, so we're going to bring in some wings.
Yeah.
In varying degrees of spicy. And I think it'll be interesting, what is spice? You know, we could think about that as we eat them. How are you with spicy?
I love it.
You love it?
I love it, yeah.
I love spicy food. I used to handle it like a champ. And as I've gotten older, I shit fucking fire, dude.
Really?
It wreaks havoc.
You have to train.
My body. Essentially, our experiment here
is how do you make the spice go away?
How do you make the spice go away?
Yeah. Right?
We've got water. We've got milk. We have got
vegetable.
Fucking straight up vegetable oil. I never thought I'd be taking a swig of
that. Why the vegetable oil, Sean?
And then the other one being tequila.
The chemical compound in its pure form is like 6 million Scoville.
That's the pure.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, I'll look that
you
up.
You have to sign a waiver and like be over 18 to buy that compound.
What do you think would happen if you just jerked off with that? Just straight up fucking.
It would be like macing your genitals. I mean, it's very close to or the same as mace.
I'll never forget one time in college, we were cooking sausages with habaneros, very hot pepper. And we were just cooking. I was dicing them. I cooked sausages. I mean, like 5 hours later, I'm at home. Go back to college and, you know, you get a little bit lonely and a man does, you know, he does things to himself. Okay. You know
does,
what I'm saying?
Does what? Sorry.
Sometimes a man, he gets lonely and there's no one there to comfort him. Do you understand?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sometimes a man gets in his bed by himself and there's no one there to comfort him. So he's forced to comfort himself. Okay. Michael.
Oh, like hugging yourself.
Yeah. Milking your prostate. Have you never milked your prostate? That's exact. So I was at, I'm masturbating. I'm touching my penis.
I've never heard that word before.
Michael's
just
never touched.
Off.
Michael's never touched his penis, but he's apparently manginaed himself. So anyway, I'm cooking the peppers and I come home.
Add that to Michael's Wikipedia.
Yeah. Has never masturbated. Has reportedly never mastered. So anyway, I'm at home, a full 5 hours. I've definitely washed my hands like 3, 4, 5 times by then. I'm OCD. I wash like crazy. And, you know, a man gets a little tight, you know, does things. And I fucking, within like 30 seconds, my penis starts lighting up, dude. It gets fucking hot. I'm crying.
Oh my God.
Like, and this was, and I was, basically it ended up, I was just lying in my bed and I had a little fan next to my bed, and I was just, I'm laid out on my bed just suffering with a little toy fan just pointed at my genitals, and I'm laid out all night. My dick is just on fire. So
today we'll figure out what you should have done.
So yeah, I should have dipped it in oil apparently. Spice, as I understood it from my research last night on Wikipedia, capsicum, is a chemical that doesn't actually harm your mouth at all. It's completely harmless, but it triggers a sensor on your tongue that goes off when you eat something like over 108 degrees or is being burned by acid.
Yeah, so as I understand it, it fits into the temperature receptors and makes them act like pain is being felt.
Exactly. It triggers the receptors that says, get that shit out of your mouth. You are fucking your body up, even though it's not actually doing any damage to you.
You know, it only affects mammals as well. Birds can eat the hottest peppers possible. And one of the hypothesis as to why, I'm smelling this next one, is that mammals have teeth that grind and destroy the seeds, where a bird will swallow it whole and then poop it out later.
Do you think that we're evolved to enjoy spicy food in a way? Because it seems that a lot of people have an affinity to be like, yeah, I love spicy food. What is that?
I don't know. I this is just evolutionary psychology guessing. I would think endorphins are released because it helps mitigate the pain. But no real pain is happening.
Interesting.
So
oh, that
get,
is a really
you get
good
the benefit
theory.
Without the damage to
wow.
your tissues.
That is
but
such
that's
a
guess.
Good theory.
Yeah.
Well, people say it doesn't damage your mouth, but But I speak from experience. If you eat spicy food, it will fuck up your stomach and you will shit fire, boy. But I guess it affects the main membranes.
It can cause you
and your dick,
to
incidentally.
Swell.
Lots of dick pain if you guys want to get some pleasure tonight when a guy is by himself, get a little fucking spicy meme on your penis. Right, Michael?
What is he talking about?
Are the women.
Oh, yeah. This one's uncomfortable to smell, even.
Uh-oh.
Woo! Woo!
This one has a warning on the label.
Even Michael may need milk. I hope that you'll need oil and tequila as well. So we had a whole experiment set up.
I know,
but
I feel like I should do it anyway just so you get the... We won't be done until someone's puking in the
bucket. I need someone to fucking puke and shit in that bucket.
Okay, you ready?
All right, so this is the ultimate spice meme, and let's do this.
Cheers.
Cheers. God bless you, Michael.
That's a sharp heat.
The flavor is very Tabasco-y.
And smoky.
Very smoky.
Ela's doesn't seem to even be reacting that much.
Sometimes
it comes late.
It's not spicy at all.
What the hell?
It's a little.
It's creeping.
Why? Oh,
it's creeping on you.
It's creeping. I don't know if it's going to kick it up beyond where I'm at now, but it's not. It's definitely not shocking me. And certainly not worthy of a fucking warning.
Yeah, what the hell?
I think that's hot. That's creeping on
it. It's creeping. Yeah, it's getting there. Maybe I underestimated it.
Like kind of a half swallow?
Yeah, it's good.
Now it's on the inside of my throat?
Okay. It is actually creeping. See, I've never eaten anything this hot, so I don't know how it works. But whenever I watch someone eat something very hot, it's always like, they're like, oh, it tastes great. And then all of a sudden, there's like cut to them on the couch
crying.
They
sometimes overdo it, though.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
For the camera. Yeah. Yeah, I'm feeling like if I touch anything else with my hand, it's
penis.
Like, well, or just my eyes. Yeah. Or
do the whole empty the bottle. Yeah. Like this. Like I want to suffer. Okay.
I want to have trouble the rest of today and most of tomorrow.
I want to lose weight.
This is looking good.
This is nice.
A little death salad of meat.
Let's take a bite of this.
Let's take a bite.
You keep going.
I'm actually sweating. Along my brow.
Okay.
So I think this is working.
Yeah.
Let's try this.
This one,
look how
I don't
wet
know. If,
that is.
Yeah. You guys need to get a close up. This one is fucking juiced up, Vsauced up. I have a bad feeling about this one. This one looks like regret.
I mixed the two spiciest ones together.
And it's like,
and dumped all of the bottles.
You were very, I think maybe the problem with the first round was you were too subtle.
Yeah.
There's no subtlety in this one. We're leaking, we're oozing. Okay.
Ready?
All right. God bless.
Definitely smell it.
Yeah, this is one spicy meme ball here. Mmm. Juicy.
Mmm.
Nice flavor.
That's wet.
You know
it's
what?
A good flavor.
Whenever you say nice flavor, you know it's going to be hot. That's what they always say.
Oh, my God. I'm scared because I feel all this. It's very saucy.
I'm just going to kick it down. I'm going to eat it all.
Feeling it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And get there.
Oh, goodness.
Michael, good job. You fucking suck that bitch down. Very sharp flavor. Yeah. Very acidic flavor.
I need something, so what should I try?
Try the alcohol.
Doesn't even have
How
to be
How do
a lot,
I even
right?
try this?
Well, wait, let's do it together.
And like,
so go ahead.
Gargle it and swish it like it's mouthwash.
That's so gross, though.
Spicy, dude. It's pain. That wasn't,
The alcohol's going to bring out two bits. It's gonna
work. You know what?
Yeah.
As I was eating it, it was all flavor. But now the pain is set
on. Yeah, the pain.
I have no flavor in my mouth. It's just
hot. Oh!
How can I gargle alcohol, though? That's so gross.
I want water.
It's just like mouthwash. You don't take a lot. Just a sip.
Okay, well, let's all do it together.
Yeah, are you all ready?
Thanks. Sean's handing out paper towels and shit. Okay.
Are
you feeling it?
I'm feeling it, but I think I'll feel it more in like a minute. But I know that everyone else
it's
is a little
bad.
Anxious.
Sean, make more in the meantime.
I don't want another one. I don't want another one. That one was bad.
I thought you wanted more.
No, only
okay. Ready?
Are we starting with the alcohol?
Yeah.
Really?
You want to start with the oil?
I don't want the oil
alcohol.
Either. Let's start with the milk.
No alcohol.
The milk. Let's start with the milk.
You can do milk.
Fuck! You guys want to start with tequila?
Just a sip. You don't have to swallow.
Why are you not suffering like me?
No,
I am.
Like really mix it up and gargle.
Okay, we're gonna gargle with tequila and see if it helps.
Okay.
Hmm.
See? Mm.
got to really kind of hold it as long as you can.
I couldn't.
Actually, surprisingly, it did help almost immediately, but I think it's a temperature
thing. But
once
it's thing. Gone,
it's
like,
gone. It's helped. It hurts. It didn't help. It's worse.
I think.
It's kind of worse now.
Ah, what the fuck you do to me, Sean? My tongue is fucking on fire.
Okay,
just...
try the oil. Try the oil.
I think the tequila is also irritating.
Sean, yeah. That wasn't a good experiment.
From what I read, they
it made it worse.
I understand that your first YouTube name was Poop Licker 888.
Let me just lick this thing right now.
Did you guys know that Vsauce, the well-respected science commentator, original YouTube name was Poop Licker 888?
It's very scientific.
I'm eating a wing right now, so I can't really respond. And tell me what you think about that name.
I think it's wonderful. I think it's a great Xbox Live idea. But for a science channel, it's pretty interesting. What was your inspiration for that, I'm wondering? Also, I look back at some of your deeper videos on your channel.
The deep cuts.
And I was noticing a couple of hot titles that attracted my attention. Specifically, top 5 gratuitous boobs in gaming. And it's spelled with zeros instead of O's.
Is it really?
Yeah. Which is clever.
Who was the actual host of that episode? It's Jeff and Adam from Wacky Gamer.
I don't know. Who was it?
The other one was 5 games that will get you laid, and I got my dick out for that one. So those definitely go along with the Poop Feast 420 or whatever.
I made the YouTube account Poop Licker 888.
I'm going
so
in,
I could watch content that you had to be signed in to watch. Specifically, the comedy sketches by Stella. That's the group made up of Michael Ian Black, and Wayne, and Michael Showalter.
Why did you have to?
You don't have to
it?
Eat another one.
Well, I think maybe you should reconsider rebranding Vsauce to Poop Licker.
But it couldn't be 888 because it's already taken.
You can be Poop Licker 420.
Or 69.
I bet that's taken.
Be Poop Licker 69 420.
That might be taken. And if not,
it is.
It will as soon as this airs.
Yeah.
Is your mouth hot right now?
Mine is hot.
My throat just got hot because I swallowed. I will take a sip of the oil. And
let's do the oil.
Because I think... It's the one I don't want to do, but...
I really don't want to do the oil.
I don't want to
so
do
it means I should do it.
Ugh. So you don't drink it, right? You just
no.
Do not it. Swallow the oil. Okay.
Just check it.
Oh, my puke bowl is nice. It's a nice thing going on there with a little tequila.
Tequila.
A little puke.
Some kind of chewed up chicken.
Okay. Once we spit the oil in, we could just fry up some more wings.
Yeah.
In the oil.
Yeah.
The spit oil. Ready?
So disgusting.
Cheers.
Cheers.
We're about to swirl straight up vegetable oil in our mouths. That's, oh.
Yeah, like that.
It's very weird. I had to spit right away.
It's so gross. Oh, my God.
Gross, dude. What'd you do to me? Hey,
can I get a paper towel? My mouth is just so
it's
greasy
disgusting.
Right now.
I don't, it's like,
that was
thank
like
you.
The worst feeling, having just, oil in your mouth.
It felt like, don't do this. Like, you could feel it, like.
But I do think it helped.
Yeah, I do think it helped. And I was too afraid to even, like, get a little more enthusiastic. Because oil and spit doesn't mix, so you could feel the kind of
they
pockets.
They didn't mix, and the texture is so different.
The texture
even
is disgusting.
Milk is mainly water.
I have never swirled oil in my
alcohol
mouth.
Alcohol is, yeah. That tequila is mainly water, isn't it? It's not pure 100%.
It's only 40% alcohol. 40, yeah.
So, but the oil, that is not water. There's no water in that.
That was a unique experience. I've never... You know
that texture in your mouth, that viscosity in your mouth is very unique. I recommend people at home try it,
yeah,
but safely,
yeah.
and be ready to spit it out,
yeah.
Because it might make you feel sick, but
worth the try.
Well, despite the spicy aspect turned out being a lot less interesting than just swirling around oil in your mouth,
yeah.
Incidentally.
Yeah,
but did it help?
It did.
I would say yes.
It did to me.
I would say yes, it did.
I think even more than the milk.
I think it helped quite a bit, actually.
Yeah.
Do you?
I would need to apply it to my lips because
yeah.
That's where I'm feeling a lot of the heat.
Do you want us to brush some oil on your lips?
No, because honestly.
Sean, can you brush oil on Michael's lips?
Please. Actually, I'm enjoying that burning sensation.
It's to a point, I have to say, of all the three ones, I think the oil was the most effective.
Yeah,
and
I
Sean,
think so
what,
too.
What do you think is the mechanism behind this?
The oil, I believe it's the same kind of mechanism as the alcohol. that somehow it bonds with those long hydrocarbon tails and kind of pulls it off your tongue.
Wow.
Did you expect that oil could do that?
No.
Huh.
No.
Because you watch all the spicy shows, but no one ever busts out oil.
Maybe it's because the oil experience
goofy.
Is goofy and it's weird.
Should we go in for another oil?
Caused me to puke. Gargle.
Yeah, gargle. Oh, God, that's too long.
Does it come out?
It does, like, yeah.
It's like gross. God damn, that is a horrible.
Stick a paper towel in your mouth. Yeah, it, yeah, it's
oh,
like
is
a
that what
film.
You did?
It's like a grease film.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's the problem, right? It's non-polar.
Oh Jesus! Yeah, we're just these buckets are being thrown out. We're not gonna wash these.
Oh,
like some, you ever make a dish so messy, you're like, I'm not gonna clean this. This is going straight in the garbage.
Yeah, I saw a tweet the other day that was like, look, we've all thought about throwing a dish away rather than cleaning. Only some of us have done that. And I've done that.
Who has not done that? Eli hasn't.
Yeah.
I knew exactly how
I
was like,
wait.
Yeah, I come after you and I clean it.
I throw it out. Eli takes it out of the garbage.
Cleans it. Well,
you've never
recently have I owned plates that were nice enough that I would clean them.
Really?
It was always just like, oh, we found these while dumpster diving.
Right.
And there are plates. And then if someone like doesn't clean it for months, you just throw it back in the garbage and you don't feel very guilty about
That's
it.
That's a good point.
I still clean it.
Well, have you never seen a fork that was so disgustingly covered, like caked on with like yolk?
Yeah.
Like old yolk.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't want to have anything to do with this fork ever again.
The amount of work and elbow grease required to clean it.
And you're
going to
ruin
the
sponge because that yolk, it sticks.
I would still clean it.
The worst I ever saw was a pot full of calamari that had gone extremely moldy.
That's nice.
Like just sitting on the stove and no, I didn't even want to look. And then eventually we had to move and I open it and I'm like, that used to be squid. And now it's squid that's molded over like a month. And I didn't say, all right, I'll clean this.
Yeah.
I said, this
Fuck
pot.
This. And
this
everything
pot
about
is its
this.
Coffin.
When eat wings, swish oil, and fuck Trader Joe's. Those are, if we could recap the show, big fuck you to Trader Joe's. Love your product. Big fan of what you do. Fuck you, Trader Joe's. Well, I guess that's a wrap.
Yeah.
That's a wrap. Guys, it was an honor. Next time, just bring a can of mace.
Mace me in the fucking face. Yeah. I swear to God, next time we have you on the show,
oh
I want to get maced.
I want an
and
ambulance
we'll,
to have to
and
come.
Then we'll dip you in oil.
We will dip your ass
dip
in oil. A
fry
full
me in oil.
Body dip. We're going to deep fry your ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Guys, check out Brain Candy.
BrainCandyLive.com for the tour with Adam Savage.
Yes.
CuriosityBox.com. Didn't even talk about that, but
CuriosityBox is very cool.
It's blown up. We sold out. So you can still order
very
and you'll
cool.
get the next boxes. But, man.
He's got a show coming up on YouTube Red.
It's
He's
all
going
in your
on tour.
Head.
He's got a box. Michael is killing it. He's everywhere. He's Vsauce. He's cooking
I'm
wings.
On the H3
He's a Renaissance
podcast.
Man.
Wings.
It's a good time to be Michael from Vsauce. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.